back to the Trick Podcast with Joey and Gosa TV on this beautiful 1st of December 16th, 2021. My Gosa Bell's right there. Happy birthday, by the way, to my beautiful sisters. Amanda, your birthday was yesterday, the 15th, and my sister Marcia, her birthday was the 14th. And so happy birthday to them and to all of you who may be celebrating a birthday at this time of the year. I have a cousin whose birthday is Christmas Day, December 25th, so happy birthday to you as well, my dear cousin Andrew. But I want to talk about today about how to be humble and how not to brag, at least what I consider bragging or talking about all your accomplishments, and how I recently did that and I felt terrible, and now I'm realizing who I really am. So I want to share that with you in case it might help you. So one of the things that is done often, obviously, is to talk about all that you've done, your accomplishments, all your education and all that stuff. And when it comes to entrepreneurship or business or church, of course, as well, it's pretty common. And yet, obviously, we want to be humble. And as people of Jesus, people of Christ, we want to be humble, and we are humble people. But how do you balance trying to make a name for yourself? And right now, of course, as you know, I'm trying to figure out my next steps in terms of income and employment and business and ministry and all the rest. I don't have a job right now, but I have a few ideas and a few things that I'm looking into. But how do you traverse, how do you navigate these waters without being braggadocious, I guess, and talking about yourself online or in social media, etc.? So the other day, I was, I guess, in this mode of wanting to talk about myself and all that I've accomplished, which I don't tend to do. So I wrote a bunch of posts on social media about all these things that I've done and blah, blah, blah. And I got a few people saying, wow, that's so amazing. What an inspiration. And but I knew in my heart that it just wasn't me. It wasn't right. Not for me, at least. It's not who I am. I don't like to sell myself in those ways. I let my life speak. Whatever God and whatever people may see in me will open doors, and always has. And whatever God wants to do, He will do it through me. Without me going around, I guess, parading or showing off the things that I've accomplished or the things that I have failed at, because those are probably the things that I would rather talk about, my failures and how God has been so gracious in spite of those failures. And I tend to overdo that as well, so you got to be careful on either side. But I took down the post because it just didn't feel right. And I just simply let it go. And I realized that what really feels the most true for me is to serve behind the scenes, to be, I guess, to be one who is invited to the front of the line versus one who says, hey, put me in the front. You know, the parable that Jesus told about I don't know if he was the owner or something, but he was a rich man who sat himself in the front of the party, and or maybe he was just some random guy. And then when the actual guest of honor came, they asked this man to basically to move, and they gave his seat to the actual owner, and how embarrassing that must have been. And Jesus tells that story to say it's better to be last than to be first. The first will be last, and the last will be first. And I really believe that. Even when I am tempted to say, oh, look at me, look at what I've done, I erase those thoughts from my mind. I erase those posts from my mind or from online. And I go back to believing that God will lift me up. And He always has. All my years of church ministry or business or media, He's the one who lifts me up. And so now, as I'm thinking, okay, Lord, what are you going to do? What are we going to do here with this second half of my life? How are you going to provide like you always have? I know you will. But what is my part in this? I think my part is to be humble and to help other people succeed. Now, don't get me wrong. I like to be on stage and sing and get my music out there and my content, etc. But I think that the strongest, perhaps, gift in me, or one of the strongest ones, maybe, yeah, is to help other people succeed. So I have a couple of opportunities right now where I'm helping other people do their music, their videos, their music, their media. And I've done this many times in the past. And I really enjoy it. I remember my good friend Celia from, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I used to produce her show. And she would bring different guests and she would come all prepared, etc. And I would just be so happy to be behind the camera. I remember back 10 years ago, I produced a couple of church events for Christmas and for Good Friday, where I wasn't even on stage. I wasn't singing, I wasn't playing, I wasn't preaching. I was just behind the scenes producing, directing. I loved it. I remember my first Christmas service at my old church. It was my very first Christmas at this new church, and they all expected for me to be on stage and to shine and sing and dance. And instead, I didn't even sing a song. I built a team and I let them succeed. And I was in the back, literally in the sound booth, just simply being proud and directing. I loved it. And I remember my pastor said, "Hey, why weren't you on stage? That's why we brought you." I said, "You know, I really get a kick out of, not a, get a kick, I really enjoy seeing other people grow and develop their gifts." I don't think he was too happy, ironically. When I was at the church at USC, I had another staff member get all mad at me because I was developing my students to be an amazing staff around me and to learn about QuickBooks and media and scheduling and remodeling and all these things. And this staff member thought that I should do it all. I've always enjoyed working through others, investing my time and my gifts, partly to be on stage myself at 20, maybe 30%, maybe even 40%, but then the other 60, 70% to have it be about others, to let them shine. Part of it is I am shy. I am an introvert half the time. Part of it is I really enjoy getting, I guess, accolade or the... Maybe I do get something out of seeing other people succeed, because then they might say, "Oh, it was David who helped me succeed." That's maybe my reward or what I get out of it. I relate often to LeBron. People criticize LeBron that he's not Michael Jordan, that he's not the killer. He doesn't have that killer instinct to make the last shot. Well, he does partly, but he most of the time enjoys passing the ball to somebody else, letting someone else be in the spotlight. And that's his true gift. He's probably a 3 like me. He likes a spotlight, but he's probably a self-pressed 3 or maybe a 1-to-1 3, meaning we're not the types to take all the sunshine. Instead, we enjoy seeing other people succeed because that's how we get our rubs. That's how we feel successful, is by having other people acknowledge us. It's kind of a behind the scenes or a backwards way a backhanded, I guess, compliment. And I really love seeing other people succeed and having them, sure, give me credit or maybe not. As long as that person knows, that's enough for me. As long as God knows, that's enough for me. As long as the organization, the product, the result wins, that really is my end game. I want the product. I want the vision. I want the end game to win, because that lifts everyone up. It lifts me up as a producer, director, and it lifts up the team. Very 3, very 1-to-1, very self-preservation 3. And so I hope that in this second half of my life, I can do some of that. Now, I am very jealous, I must admit, when other people take the spotlight away from me without me being the producer, or maybe where there's a threat to my security, then yes, I do feel threatened. But when the agreement is that I'm going to get mine by being the producer, then I don't have a problem with that. But when I feel like there's this competition or someone's better than me, then I do get a little bit more more jealous, I guess would be the word. And I have to just quiet that noise down and quiet that feeling down and realize that, wait a minute, my calling is to make other people better than me even. And so, and that's the point. So maybe I have to be kind of, I guess, more aware of who I support, of not being so quick to say to everyone, oh yeah, sure, just take my bed and take my house and take my car, and instead to do it more professionally than that. I think as we all finish this year of 2021, and as you look at 2022, perhaps you are also like me, struggling to find, I guess, your true self, your true north. How do you talk about yourself online or on a stage or at church without making it about you? I think it all goes back to personality. But I think part of it, at least, it is good to make other people succeed. It is good to come off the stage once in a while. And in my case, as I think with many of us, sometimes failure or pauses or change or transitions, whatever you want to call it, are maybe the hardest ways to learn these lessons. I'm looking forward to 2022 and seeing what God does. I hope that you feel the same way. Thank you again for being here. If you would like to receive my coaching, please go to davidtrigg.com/coaching to find out more. Thank you again. Make sure you follow me on Instagram @DavidTrigg. Thank you, and I will see you next time.